Merritt Island head coach Graham Smith joins us as we continue our journey throughout the state on our high school wrestling season preview podcast series. We talk about his team, what it could take for them to get over that hump after three consecutive runner-up district finishes. Talk about building a youth program and also the rise in participation across the Brevard County. That podcast is up right now.
You're listening to Working the Edge, a podcast dedicated to the sport of wrestling. Hosted by Wrestling USA Magazine's 2017 Sports Writer of the Year, Brant Parsons, Working the Edge is the first podcast in the state of Florida devoted to high school wrestling. And now, Working the Edge.
So we'll just jump right in. Looking at your guys this year, the season just around the corner. I know, I can't believe it. I'm still trying to wrap my head around how soon it's coming. You've got some guys coming back. You've got some young guys coming up. When you look at your guys heading into the year, where you're at now, where you expect them to be, what do you see in it?
Well, we had a good senior class last year. We had three wrestlers that were conference and district champs, two that ended up being regional champs, and one that was third in the region, that graduated. It's going to be tough to replace those three guys. We have one wrestler, Dakota DeYoung. He's a returning regional runner-up, but he went 0-2 at the state tournament last year. We're hoping he's one of the guys that can kind of make the jump and help fill the hole left behind by them. You know, they were kind of our studs last year, so but he's got his work cut out for him. He's had a good off-season training, attending camps, and wrestling at Disney Duels. So, it's going to be tough to fill those holes, but there's a few kids that I think have a shot. We have a solid group of upper weights that's returning. You know, again, no real superstars, but a lot of solid kids that, you know, could maybe make that jump this year. Taven Tucker, he's a returning district champ. He wrestles 195. He'll probably be, 195, 220, 182, somewhere in there. So we'll see how big we can get him. He's a guy, another one, you know, had a good off season, wrestled at Disney Duels, traveled all over in the summer going to camp. So I'm excited for Taven in our upper weights. Down low, we have a couple good freshmen that have come up through our club. Elijah Lusk, he's at 106. He weighs probably about 102 pounds right now. Every single day we're working hard to put weight on him. But he's a freshman that has some experience, has wrestled more than 100 matches at the youth level coming into high school. So, I think he's going to do pretty well, works his butt off. So, and then another kid down low, Zane Hudson, is a good guy. He's been in my youth club forever, kind of hanging out. His two older brothers wrestled for me. I'm hoping he's a kid that can hopefully crack the varsity lineup and have some success there. Another freshman, could be 106, could be 113, Noah Dovin is a good kid, he's come up through our kids club. I'm excited. I hope he can make a jump at the high school level and be pretty successful. So, there's lots of kids that I'm excited about this year. You know, another one is Jared Blanco. Jared Blanco was our 120 last year, made it to the second day of regionals. He's had his ups and downs, but he's another kid that I'm hoping can make a jump and hopefully punch his ticket to the state tournament at Silver Spurs. So we got a lot of kids. I mean, there's 52 kids on our roster right now. So there's a lot of kids that I'm excited to see. So Darren Higgins, another senior, he had some injury issues last year. He was been on the cadet national team for Florida. Good kid. You know, he's paid his dues. I want to see him have a great season. So that's another one. So a lot of good kids I'm excited about.
The seniors that you talk about and the ones that are left from a coaching aspect, how did you go about helping them take on that leadership role? Some guys are naturally inclined to be that. Some guys maybe not. But I think when you look at your roster and your team with so many kids coming up and they know each other because they've been around the program, but how do you look to those seniors to kind of take that leadership role? And is that something that maybe comes more naturally, or how do you go about it? Because I think when
I
you
think
look
that
at
that's something. I think that's something that for a lot of kids that comes naturally, and for some kids it's something that can be developed. Last year, Casey Jackson and Caden Norris were two of our team captains. Both of them were not they were not natural athletes, but they were very dedicated to the sport, and they led through example. And the thing that we had to work on is leading vocally, you know, not just through example. So, and I feel like by the time they got to be upperclassmen, they did a really good job with that. You know, kind of in contrast to that, we had a kid, Connor Liston. He was our heavyweight. You know, he was a stud, and he was just a natural born leader, big, huge, jacked guy. Looked like maybe he was Brock Lesnar's son. And people just kind of gravitated toward that. So they kind of contrasted each other last year. This year, we've really been working on developing them. You know, a lot of kids that are willing to work hard, you know, but being a leader is not just about working hard. It's about, you know, having a positive impact on others and helping to motivate them and keep them working hard and doing the right thing. So that's something that we've really been working on. I think I got a solid core that's doing a great job of that. The trick is right now getting them to be more vocal in holding their teammates, you know, to a high standard and helping to hold them accountable as well. You know, as a coach, you know, I think I have a pretty big influence, but I think, you know, those leaders on the team and their personality are going to dictate kind of the personality of those lower level kids in the team as the season goes on.
Now, the last 3 years, you've been runner up in a district. I'm sure these guys have known that and they feel that.
Yeah.
How does that motivate them to kind of change that tide? And as they see you guys getting closer, do you see that as a motivation that you don't even need to you don't even need to come up with locker room bulletin board material for that? They already know it. Uh-huh. Do you see that kind of pushing them?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we used to talk about, you know, as bad, you know, my first couple years, you know, as a young guy, man, you know, we had some rough teams, you know, and so I used to say like, oh, district runner up, you know, that used to be something that I was really proud of, you know, and we're kind of getting to the point where I'm kind of over that, you know, really over that. So, yeah, definitely. We talk about that. We talk about that a lot. You know, I talk about the other day, you know, we sat the seniors down and we talked about, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to have more teams. You know, I'm going to have better teams. I'm going to have worse teams, you know, but you know what? This is your team and this is your year to leave that legacy behind. You know, when I think about really good senior classes in Merritt Island High School over the last, you know, 15 or 20 years, I think about you know, the group from 2007, great group of kids. I think about, you know, my senior year, 2005, we had a good core of seniors and upperclassmen. I think about, you know, the group from 2011, you know, 2014, 2015. And I think about this group. I think this group is right up there. I think there's some really talented kids in that group. And, you know, I just... they've been working hard, and I hope they're hungry for that district title. You know, especially with the introduction of the district dual meet tournament. You know, I think as a larger team, I think that kind of favors us. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's not really any excuse. You know, we just got to go out there and hopefully get it done.
You talk about the numbers. You talk about where you were when you started, the development of your youth program, how key and integral has that been? When you guys started practice earlier this month, you don't have to teach single leg, double leg that first day to freshmen. These guys come in, they know how to wrestle, they know what you expect, they know the mindset, the culture. How integral and how proud are you of the being able to have a successful youth program and having so many kids in the room? Because I as I follow the sport, I see that as being just so key into building the sport, not just in success on the mat, but also just getting more and more kids out as you get them in there and they become part of that culture.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll talk a little bit about that. you know, I came from a great youth program in Illinois. I wrestled in a little town called Mahomet, which is a tiny little town, you know. And my middle school, we had probably 700 kids in my middle school, and the wrestling team had 70 boys on it, you know. So there's 700 kids, probably half of them are boys, you know, 350, and 70 of them were wrestlers. You know, a pretty big ratio in a small town. You know, and then I moved to Merritt Island High School when I was in high school, and it was a lot different, you know, and kids hadn't wrestled before. And that was one of the things that I knew when I became a coach that I wanted to work on. And I established our youth program years ago. You know, we've had some good kids that have come up through the middle school in high school. Rene Capo, you know, he was a good one. Ryan Hudson, Daniel Carone, they were all good guys that started out for us in middle school. But I haven't really had a big group. It was usually like one or two would hit at a time. This year is really cool. This is the first year where I've had a freshman class where I have 9 or 10 ninth graders coming in together that have all wrestled before. So some of them, you know, like I said, have 100 matches under their belt. Some of them have 10 or 20 matches under their belt, you know, but to have a group of 10 freshmen that have all wrestled before is pretty cool, and it's not something that everybody has, you know, and I've never had it before, so I'm really excited to see what they can do as the years go on. You know, I think, you know, when you think about youth club and development locally, you know, Ballard at Palm Bay has definitely set the precedent. He had a great group last year that all came up through his youth club together. You know, and that's kind of, you know, the blueprint that we're all just trying to replicate right there. So I'm hoping that they can be really successful. Obviously, the biggest adjustment is they get to high school, the level of competition increases, and just the grind and frequency of practice, you know, practice and tournaments and having to really make weight instead of just showing up for a tournament with block weight classes. So I'm hoping that they deal with it well. You know, they just need to understand that it's a different level, and the hard work that they put in already is going to definitely pay off over time. So, yeah, I'm excited. It's fun. You know, it gives me something to look forward to. You know, and as ninth graders, there's not a lot of pressure on those kids right now. It's kind of like, you know, all gravy, like we want to see what we can do. So I hope they're successful, and that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to. I love seeing people step up and grow in the sport. So that'll hopefully be pretty fun this year.
And then finally, along those lines, the sport, it's always about the big question is always how you grow it, how do you keep the numbers out, and there are parts of the state that struggles. I've noticed, and I've in my time become a resident of Brevard County, especially recently, and I saw it this summer, I saw it at your school, I saw it at other schools, youth things. It seems to be growing here, and the youth numbers seem to be coming out. I don't know if that's just my imagination, but you know, these youth tournaments, they seem to have bigger numbers every year. Do you see the sport growing here, and what does that mean going forward for the sport in Brevard County?
Definitely. I think that the numbers of youth wrestlers in Brevard County right now are at an all-time high. I mean, you know, if you probably went back 50 years, there's probably more elementary and middle school wrestlers in Brevard County right now than at any point, you know, in the history. And that's something that's pretty cool to think about, you know, and something that we should be proud of. You know, there's a couple pretty big programs, you know, Palm Bay Circle of Champions. Ballard does a great job with those kids down there, consistently producing studs. You know, he does a great job. He sets the standard down there. North Brevard is another team. You know, they kind of started out as the Astronaut Club, and they've kind of evolved from there. They're doing a really great job promoting their program and getting numbers. You know, our club last year, my youth club, it used to be a struggle to get more than five kids to practice on any given day for elementary and middle school. And last year we were filling the room up with 35 or 40 kids. So it's really cool to see, because that's something that a lot of us, you know, we kind of dream about and we've worked on for a really long time. You know, I know down at Satellite, Cardi has some kids. I know in Vieira, the Vieira Pride, They do a good job of getting kids out for the sport. So, there's a lot going on. It's fun. It's exciting. You know, I definitely think it's been, something that people have been working hard on and something that's overdue. And something that's really exciting. You know, it's definitely there's more kids now than at any point. You know, I've been around Brevard County Wrestling pretty hardcore for the last, since 2001, about 16 years. So I don't think before then there was really anything going on. So, you know, kind of time will tell what happens with these kids, but I feel like it's just great for the sport, you know. One of the things that that we did the past couple seasons, and you know, again, this was something that Sean Ballard worked on, and we all kind of got together and thought it was a good idea, is we started a league called the East Coast League. And one of the issues with youth wrestling is that it's hard to get into it. You know, if you're the type of kid that wants to go wrestle every weekend and train every single day of the week, you know, there's lots of opportunities for that. But one of the things that we kind of realize is that it needs to be accessible to the rookie too. You know, so it's not really a rookie league that we started, but it's kind of like a novice league, kind of aimed at bringing people in, you know, not keeping them in the gym all day, give them good matches, you know, get out in a couple hours and get home. You know, we kind of we spend a lot of time talking about, you know, all the things that we can do, the reasons kids don't wrestle, and we try to come up with ways to counter that and keep those kids involved in the sport instead of hating it. You know, it's tough to talk a little kid and his parents into coming out for wrestling, and then you leave them sitting in a gym for 10 hours so they can wrestle three matches. You know, they're going to hate it, you know. So we kind of came up with this idea, this league, and earning points, and it's just like a smaller version of the Ione Florida League, you know, with more of a novice focus as opposed to, you know, the powerhouses or the kid that wrestles year round. You know, you got to make the sport accessible for novices. You know, how do you become an expert if you can't, you know, get in at the ground floor? So it's pretty fun and it's exciting, and I there's some things in the works right now with some other organizations, so I hope that it is continue to grow. So definitely really cool.
Thank you for listening to the Working the Edge podcast, the first podcast in the state of Florida devoted to high school wrestling. For more wrestling coverage, visit OrlandoSentinel.com/wrestling. Subscribe to this podcast, share it on social media, and review it on iTunes.
It ain't the 6 minutes. It's what happens in that 6 minutes.